Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. A judge has denied a motion to dismiss charges filed last year against a correctional nursing director following the death of a man in Beltrami County jail custody. Chelsea Perkins brings us the update.
27-year-old Hardell Sherrell died in September 2018, 2 days after serious symptoms resulted in a hospital visit. The doctor who discharged him wrote instructions listing several symptoms that should have prompted Sherrell to seek additional immediate care. Instead, according to the criminal complaint, Sherrell received very little care and his health rapidly deteriorated. Michelle Scroke was the nurse in charge at the Beltrami County Jail when Sherrell died. Scroke was also the director of nursing for Mend Correctional Care. She was responsible for reviewing and approving the company's care policies and overseeing all its nurses across multiple jails. The 38-year-old faces 3 felonies for manslaughter and criminal neglect. Scroke's defense sought dismissal, arguing that her conduct did not deviate from the lawfully permissible standard. In a denial order filed Thursday, Beltrami County Judge Janine Brand says the state attorney general's office showed sufficient probable cause to allow the case to move forward. Prosecutors submitted more than 3,000 pages of documents and 2 hours of video footage. Brand writes that despite knowing Sherrell was just in the hospital, Scroke never took his vitals, ignored him for hours at a time, and yelled at him that he was, quote, faking it. When Scroke left the day Sherrell died, evidence shows she knew he had lost control of his bladder, his face was drooping, he had difficulty swallowing, couldn't stand, and was becoming weaker. His cause of death was pneumonia and brain swelling, likely complications of the autoimmune disease Guillain-Barré syndrome. A plea hearing in the case is set for 10 a.m. on Monday. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
Representative Pete Stauber is proposing legislation aimed at preventing fraud in child care assistance programs. The Republican introduced the bill Thursday, which he called the Stop Fraud by Somalia Act. A bill with the same name was introduced by Senate Republicans in January. Stauber says widespread child care fraud in Minnesota was primarily perpetrated by Somalis. In a news release touting the legislation, Stauber says the bill would bar people convicted of fraud from the Child Care Assistance Program for life, require states to reimburse the federal government for fraudulently obtained funds, and allow non-citizens to be deported for committing fraud. The Council on American Islamic Relations Minnesota condemned the legislation, calling the bill's name and framing discriminatory and deeply irresponsible. The organization says the rhetoric contributes to harmful stereotypes and that fraud is a crime by individuals, not an entire community. The whirlwind of fraud concerns in Minnesota has been primarily driven by providers billing for services that weren't provided. The fraud was enabled by a long-documented lack of oversight in the state's largely federally funded Department of Human Services programs, including child care assistance. Stauber invited right-wing influencer Nick Shirley to the State of the Union last month. A video by Shirley went viral in December and brought national attention to Minnesota. In it, he visited 10 Minneapolis daycares run by Somali residents that he said were not caring for children and were misappropriating funds. The Minnesota Star Tribune found children inside 4 of the daycares and had previously reported on issues with the assistance program. Many northern Minnesota school boards could soon be a little smaller. A new bill in the state legislature would allow districts with fewer than 1,000 students to switch to a 5-member board with voter approval. Roughly 70% of rural northern Minnesota school districts would be eligible for the reduction. Under state law, school boards must have 6 members unless voters approve adding a 7th.
This structure does not reflect the realities facing Minnesota's smallest districts, particularly in rural areas where they may not have enough candidates to fill all 6 seats.
DFL Senator Grant Hochschild of Hermantown presented the bill to the Education Policy Committee Monday. Many school board races are uncontested, and sometimes no one runs at all. When that happens, the school board has to appoint someone to fill the vacancy.
In fact, our current board chair in Cook County was appointed and then ran for re-election and is still there.
Cook County Superintendent Chris Lindholm testified in support of the bill. The committee laid the bill over for inclusion in an omnibus package. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.